This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Lynn, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bytes. Today in the studio, I am joined by
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
As usual, we'll be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to get in touch with the show, get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Stories lined up for you today. We started off a little earlier by asking you guys a question. So this is on the back of how Datuk Sri Nazia Razak will end nearly three decades at Malaysian banking giant CIMB. He said by the end of the year he'll relinquish all positions, including group chairman. So we've asked you guys when you think is the right time to step down as a leader. How do you know when the right time to step down as a leader is? We've got some comments on that that'll come through a little bit later on. Then we're going to be moving on to a kind of similar story, slightly less glamorous though. Or is it? How the founders of Instagram have said they will soon be stepping down from the company too, which could leave a gaping hole in Facebook. Story number three, how Singapore have fined Grab and Uber and will be imposing measures to open up the market. Mm-hmm. Something I think we could do with a little bit of over here in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And then story number four, we'll be wrapping up with how a Chinese doctor shortage has prompted a rush for AI healthcare. So let's carry on with the story about the man from CIMB, Chris.
Yeah, so as you said, Datuk Seri Nazir Razak was at Malaysian banking giant CIMB for 29 years and he's stepping down now. He says that it was always going to be hard to find the perfect moment to leave CIMB, not too soon, not too late, but always with the firm's best interest in mind. We actually had a bit of a chat with Roshan Tiran from Leadernomics as well, just to provide some insight into the ins and outs of long-term leadership. We asked him first what his reaction was to this resignation.
To me, I was not superly surprised by Nazir Razak. I mean, I think the issue, Jack Ma sort of preceded it a couple of weeks earlier when he shockingly announced that he was leaving Alibaba. But I think this happens, right? I mean, leaders come and leaders build, leaders, sort of flourish for a while. And then at some point in time, they need to pass the baton over to the next level of leaders to take the organization to the next level. Some people have the skill to sow the seed and to sort of sprout it. The others have the ability to build and grow it. So different people have different capabilities. But, you know, the guy that actually does the full stretch, at some point in time, they will have to exit. Because, I mean, we are all, for, you know, in terms of, at some point in time, we all go, right? I mean, Steve Jobs had to go. Everyone has to go at some point in time. So I think I like to see leaders invest deeply into one organization and build it. But at the same time, they also have to put in roots to ensure their succession and continuity. You know?
A few good points there. Firstly, Jack Ma, of course, stepping down. And that's an interesting kind of tangent to look at. Also, people like Steve Jobs, who not only, you know, formed a company, but saw it all the way through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at some point, that kind of power was taken away from them. Then when they came back, they doubled down and created, you know, arguably the Apple monster.
Yeah, there was a bit of a focus on kind of the vision of companies, especially when it comes to people and leaders who are in long-term positions as well. So we did ask Roshan as well what his opinion on long-term leaders was, especially when it comes to succession.
It's all about catching the idea and figuring out how to make that idea come about with leaders, right? They have a vision and they say it may take them 15 years, 20 years, 30 years to get that to fruition. But the key is this, right? The roles may differ. So I think with Nazir, he was, you know, initially it was about building, you know, it was about growth through acquisition, and then it's about consolidation. And then he was CEO for a while, and then he became chairman. And he said, look, I need to pass the reins over to Zafrul and the other guys. And we've seen the same with Walmart. We've seen, this, you know, Sam Walton, you know, different guys. At some point in time, they have to see their leadership, you know, in terms of the operational leadership, in terms of strategic leadership. And ultimately, even as chairman, the role differs. So I think it's at some point in time, you have to see the chairmanship too, to somebody else, you know. I don't agree that people need to move just for the sake of it. I mean, if the person is doing right and if they understand that they need to be innovative, they need to always be thinking out of the box, they need to be always looking at different things from different perspectives, they can continue to lead, you know. It's only when you start becoming stale and boxed up and when you say that this is the way and I did it before and that's the way it is, that's when you start to see that organizations lose their bearing.
Yeah, and you know, I think he's got some really good points there. You know, he was talking about just making sure that when you do, you know, ensure that someone else is succeeding you, just to make sure that they have a consistent vision for your company as well, and to be confident in that as well.
I mean, it's interesting when we look at the types of CEOs, you know, particularly here in Malaysia, long-term CEOs, and when you talk about the kind of shorter-term CEOs, often they're brought in for a couple of reasons. You know, the company's going through great change, and they want somebody in to kind of turn it around very quickly, and then they move them on, or they want a fast buck, you know. So you have the CEO who's there for like the quick buck, and then you have the CEO who's there for the vision almost, you know. So you've got, I don't know, arguably you have Trump versus Musk. So Trump's there to kind of make a quick buck. Musk has that entire vision. I don't know. You know, just...
Yeah, and it's also funny because as in like here in Malaysia, we're so used to having long-term leaders, like from every stage of leadership, from government all the way to like companies, we're so used to seeing people stick in their positions of power for very, very, very long time.
Yes.
Yeah. And it also, there's this really nice, there's this interesting book by, what's the name, Bridget Ferrandis and Richard Elsner. It's called Leadership Transitions, How Business Leaders Take Charge in New Roles. So what essentially it says is that the most important part about leaving a leadership spot isn't the new person who's coming in or what the person has done before. It's that middle ground or that bridge between the new and, I mean, the old and the new.
And on that note as well, we have a quick clip from Roshan as well, who, when we just asked him basically, how can a new leader aim to smoothen that transition period?
So in this case, I think Zafro's been running, at least in Malaysia, the show, and the different country leaders have been running the show. So I think in an operating capacity, maybe there won't be too much changes. But I think in a strategic capacity, where you know, it's vision, where it's, you know, where do we take the organization in the broader sense, in the macro sense, I think I it's really about the person being appointed, you know, as the new chairman and, you know, who are the new leaders and really how he is able to quickly pull the team together to be able to buy into the vision. I mean, there's going to be initial skepticism, like, is this guy able to fill in these shoes? And I mean, we saw that with Tim Cook with Apple and so on, with Steve Ballmer with Microsoft after Bill Gates left. To break that skepticism, there needs to be quick bonds that are created by the new leader to the leadership team, and also to be able to be clear and articulating very clearly, this is the vision, and build the excitement and say, look, let's go in together and let's try and achieve this new dream. So I think that's the key. The key is the first, you know, I guess the first couple of quarters where you need to consolidate the team, you need to be able to energize the team, and you need to be able to give them hope and vision that, hey, going forward, it's going to be a far better game than, you know, going backwards.
All right then, so there we go. That was Roshan Tiran from Leadonomics, of course. We've asked you guys to give us some feedback regarding this, of course. If you want to get in touch and let us know, get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. So I did read earlier on that somebody said that, you know, the time to leave is when you know that your mission has finished or your duty has finished. And, you know, he did actually say that. He said his CIMB mission had been completed with the bank's four-year recalibration plan to turn it into a universal bank for the region. When he was CEO for 15 years, you know, CIMB value hit 58 billion at the end of June. It was listed in 2003 with a market capitalization of 1.5 billion.
Yes.
Right, Chris, you've got something you want to talk about as well, right?
I do. Just quickly, you know, that wasn't all that we actually got from Roshan Tiran from Leadonomics as well. So if you do want to tune into the full interview, it will be airing next Monday at 1:30 p.m. on Raise Your Game. So do look out for that.
There you go. We're going to take a short break while you guys feedback. Let us know what you think. As I said, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and on Instagram. It is at BFM Radio. When we come back, our next story, how Instagram's co-founders have said they will be stepping down from the company very shortly. More on that after this break. Some music coming up from The Birds with Turn, Turn, Turn here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.